Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's pause there because we have Vanderbilt head basketball coach Jerry Stackhouse on the line with us. Snuck in a little early, and that is good by us. Coach, how you doing?
Hey,
congratulations
great,
on the
guys.
Win.
How you going?
Great. Well, not as good as you right now. You should be all smiles today.
Man, yeah. Slept a little better last night than I had.
I bet.
The previous few nights, man. But no, it's good, man. Really happy for our kids, man. They played their butts off and was able to get a win and get off the snide.
Well, you're right. They did. And they've been doing that. You've seen, look, the game, they hung in there. They battled. They kept fighting with Florida on Saturday. So you're better equipped to tell us than us. We're watching it from more afar. You're there every day inside the walls seeing it. Did you feel this coming? Could you feel like they were getting better? Did you feel like the buy-in was there? Did you feel like the effort was there for you guys to knock off a ranked team last night?
Yeah, man, I think we really understood, you know, who we are and what, and you know, and what we have to do, you know, on a day-to-day basis, and nothing changes for us. I mean, nothing, you know, it still looks the same. You know, the things that we do, the drills that we do to try to mimic, you know, live game actions every day, you know, we're staunch about doing those things every day. That can be monotonous, but I think our guys understand that that's where we have to go. We have to, you know, build a culture within the basketball of work and having a workman's identity. And these guys have bought into that. And I think that's, you know, whatever we make up with our shortcomings as far as just, you know, just raw talent, you know, we have to make up with it by being smart and obviously playing extremely hard. And then our guys, I got no problem with their compete level or their effort.
I know, Jerry, you were not there last year, so you didn't get to see it firsthand and how they reacted. I felt like when Garland went down early in the season, they just never recovered. A lot of it psychologically, mentally, like their best guy, you know, what he brought behind the scenes, they just never recovered. Can you talk about that? You've gone a long playing career. You dealt with, you know, star players going down with injuries. How did your team handle Neesmith going down? Because he meant, just like Garland last year, he meant so much to this roster. Can you talk about what it's like going through that, through your team, having to get past that hurdle and realizing he's not going to be here, guys, so we have to keep moving ahead?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a little bit deja vu, right? You know, for those guys that were here last year, kind of seeing it happen again. What happened with Darius, and now same thing with Aaron, because a lot of everything that we were doing was centered around, you know, just his elite ability to shoot the basketball, and everybody kind of benefited from that. And so we were kind of committed to that style and how to play, and it's a little different. Like in the pros, it's something you got pros, so it's like somebody goes down, and you know, this guy's chomping at the bit, but they have the talent level to be able to step in and you know, maybe not be as good as the guy that went out, but at least, you know, you feel like you got a comparable type of talent, you know. And for us, you know, it's just about trying to revamp things on the fly, you know, trying to figure out now how can we best take advantage of the strengths of the team now. Obviously, with Saban and Dylan Moore at the forefront of things, Scotty as well. Max had a great game last night. He's kind of been our glue guy all season. So it's really by committee, and I think that's what these guys have adopted, understanding that we got to do it together. We just don't have, you know, that guy really that we can just throw the ball to and say, go get us something. You know what I'm saying? Saban's probably closest that we have to that, but we're better when we have some continuity. And, man, you know, I think their approach with it, you know, obviously they had a glaze over their eyes as well for a couple games after that, and you know, maybe that was some of the reason we shot the ball as poorly as we did, just because guys were getting used to new roles. But now, I think they're starting to understand the things that we need to do. And it's been like a whole process, man, like since we've been here trying to install things, right, you know, and have a foundation of, you know, for the next group, recruits that come in. Now we don't have to teach everything to everybody the way we started out this time. Now there's going to be, you know, players that are going to help that learning curve from our incoming players. So, you know, we see that and understand that we know we're building toward it. And I think we're going to win some more games, man, because they're really starting to believe.
Vanderbilt basketball coach Jerry Stackhouse on the line with us. What was working in particular last night? Obviously, you guys put 99 points on the board for Saban Lee and Max Evans. They had huge games.
I mean, I think it sounds, you know, real easy, right? But it's like the ability to make shots. You know, we saw the ball go in the basket. I mean, we've been getting good looks. You know, even when we, you know, we're 5 for 30, or we were 0 for 25. We like the looks that we were getting. You know, guys, you know, shots that they work on and catching them with them. You know, maybe, you know, 10% of those shots were probably questionable shots, but most of those shots we were getting were good ones, and we got those same good looks last night and mixed in getting our feet in the paint and getting some paint points as well. So I think that was huge. But again, I think more so defensively, you know, we were able to kind of slow them down. That's a really talented team. I don't know if there's more talented, you know, top to bottom, you know, from the guys that they play, they're seven, eight players that they play in the league. You know, you got four guys averaging, you know, right at over 13 points. So, you know, we had our work cut out for that, and I thought our guys were up to the challenge with that one.
Jerry Stackhouse is with us, the head basketball coach at Vanderbilt. And, Coach, I know this has probably been a whirlwind of a week with getting your first SEC win as a college basketball coach, but also Malcolm Turner announcing his resignation as athletic director. What has it been like for you now that Candace Story Lee is going to take over in the interim as the AD, the guy that hired you, brought you in, now he is stepping away?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, obviously it caught us all a little bit by surprise. But, again, a lot of this, you know, the inner workings of what was going on at that level is a little bit above my pay grade, you know. So I try not to worry about, you know, a whole lot of that. You know, obviously, in the process of me coming here, Malcolm and Candace were, you know, in lockstep. So I had just as, you know, much interaction, probably more so with Candace than I did with Malcolm. You know, he's, you know, working on whatever, the strategic plan and different things. And we just had our head down as far as just trying to build a program. And that's all I'm focused on now. You know, I had a great conversation, great talk with Candace, and, you know, it's, you know, still all system to go. You know, it's the same mission is still there for us, and I'm just as committed to it as I was when I first got here. So, I mean, and now obviously we're starting to trend in the right direction as far as what we're doing on the basketball court. So I'm excited about that. And just, you know, obviously it's tough. You know, Malcolm was a friend, he was a colleague, but, you know, he made a tough decision that was, you know, and he felt it's in his best interest. But now it's just about us, about Vanderbilt and the people that are here and trying to accomplish the goal that we set out.
Last night was obviously a first step in the right direction in what you're trying to build over there. But as you know, and you knew this when you took the job, that Vanderbilt is a unique job. It's an academic institution. It's in the SEC. Sometimes you have to work a little harder than the other guys to get where you want to go. So what is your long-term commitment and plan to the Vanderbilt basketball program?
I mean, obviously, it starts with, you know, players, right? And I mean, I think we got to get in players. We got to get the right fit. And I think, yeah, the message of with me coming here was we were trying to find our ceiling. And I think that's still in play, you know, of us trying to, you know, be creative and get some, you know, some guys in here that are obviously able to be successful, you know, in the academic environment that's here, but, you know, can play basketball at a high level. And that's a, you know, it's a little bit of a challenge to find that mix, but those guys are out there and we're on them. You know, we're waiting on a couple right now to make some final decisions. And, you know, and then we got some secondary and kind of tertiary guys too that we still feel that would be a good fit. But, you know, we invested a lot of time and energy with, you know, recruiting and everything. So we're just going to wait it out. But I think, you know, a signature win like last night, you know, helps, right? You know, that guys know that, you know, okay, these guys are playing good basketball. You know, good environment. You know, I think Aaron, you know, probably in a few months, you see him via another first round draft pick. And I think we put him in a, you know, helped him put him in a good position, you know, to knowing that he's playing within NBA system, so to speak, and he had tremendous success with that before he got hurt. So we want to continue to get those type of guys, but, you know, more guys that make up the identity of what we want to see. You know what I'm saying? We want some dogs, you know what I'm saying, quite frankly. You know what I'm saying? We want some guys to get into the ball, to really get after defensively. I mean, I love offense. Obviously, I got a plethora of different things we can do offensively, but where we really hang our hat is on the defensive end. And that's almost a mentality. So we want to get guys to have that mentality and not have to try to grow that out of them, you know. And I think that's our approach. That's how we're trying to tackle that piece of it. But more so, it's just the grind every day, coming in with the same, you know, like I said, it can get monotonous. But we're going to do it every day. We're going to close our touch closeouts, our shell drill, you know, how we want to defend pick and rolls, how we want to defend DHOs, you know, and then our little bit of a press, a little bit of our zone stuff, just making sure that we continue to get sharp and build our baseline so it becomes our identity. So that's kind of where we are.
You have a lot of different personalities and different types of kids on your team, but I'm always curious, when you have a player that's talented in Scottie Pippen Jr., everybody knows who his dad is. You played against him. He played in the league for a long time. That has to add a little bit of pressure to him to live up to that. How do you coach that? How do you help him through that process of being his own player?
No, man, he's been Scottie Pippen Jr. all his life. So, you know, he knows what that looks like and what that – you know, what comes with that, you know. No, guys to know that his dad's a Hall of Famer and they're going to probably challenge him, you know, and that's, you know, he has to be ready to play every night just on the fact that they want to say that they, you know, they beat Scottie Pippen's son. So, I mean, but if that was something, a challenge that he didn't want, that he was going to run from, then I don't think basketball needed to be what he chose to do. But you know, he obviously has the talent to play at a high level. He's just gotten better and better, man. He was like, you know, he was all over the place early on, as you expect, you know, a freshman. And, you know, I handed him the ball from day one, right? So, like, okay, we got a plan for the future, you know, not worried, you know, so much about just quick fixes right now. Got to look more long-term. So I thought he was our best option to make sure that we had a ball handler, not only for this year, but giving him the reps that's necessary for him to be, you know, our primary ball handler going forward. And I mean, he's taking that challenge, gotten better and better each game. Does he make some mistakes? Does he, you know, if I had some hair, I probably would be pulling it out sometimes, but, you know, but he's competitive and he's really smart. So I'm happy to work with him.
If you had hair, you'd probably be pulling it out, looking at the schedule, going, we just beat LSU. So things must get easier, right? Oh, at Mississippi State, Kentucky, at Florida, at Tennessee, your next four. Holy moly. That is not easy. What's facing you ahead? So hopefully you can build off a win like this, because it doesn't get any easier, does it?
No, I mean, none of it's easy, man. I mean, I think it's, you know, was last night easy? No. But, you know, again, that's what we prepare for and try to give ourselves a chance to win, you know. Will we get 66 points out of two players, to my 65 points out of two players on Saturday? I don't know. I hope so. Yeah. But it's, you know, we just got to try to continue to find ways to win. We've been in every game. I think our magic number is somewhere around, to me, I think 10 to 12 threes, man. If we're somewhere in the 10 to 12 three range of makes, then we give ourselves a good chance to be in every game.
Well, go get them in Starkville. Congratulations on the win last night, and thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me. All right, have a good one.
All right, you too. That is Vanderbilt basketball coach Jerry Stackhouse, and we do appreciate him joining us. How about that? They beat LSU 99-90 last night here at Memorial Gym, and then they have to go to Starkville on Saturday. They have to host Kentucky on, what is it, next Tuesday night here.
Yep. Carl Ravitch will do that game.
That's right. Carl Ravitch, who we had on yesterday, said he's going to be doing that game.
Yep.
Then they got to go to Gainesville and play Florida. And then they have to go to Knoxville and play Tennessee.
That's
their next four.
Easy. But, hey, one win like they had last night can do wonders for a team.
Yeah, you're right. No doubt about it. Boy.
Good way to end the show.
What a roller coaster ride today was, man. We covered a lot of ground. Scott Ramsey to get things going. Jordan Matthews. Jim Wyatt, Stanley Nelson, Mike Vick, 30 for 30. Part 2 is tonight on ESPN. Barton Simmons, Elliot Freeman, and Jerry Stackhouse.
Yeah.
Hello!
And by the way, the Titans sent out an email saying that Mike Vrabel has finalized his staff.
So
there you go. I think that answers that question.
And no DC's been hired.
Yep.
Guess we have our answer. That will do it for us today. You have a great rest of your day. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow at 10 a.m. to wrap up the week. Stay tuned. Jaron and the GM is next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.